Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
A sure sign that the legislative session is drawing to a close is the uptick in hearings dedicated to study resolutions. A study resolution, for those who may not know, is similar to a bill in the way it moves through the process, but in the end results in the study of an issue rather than becoming a law. These are important because they indicate the possible direction of the legislature in coming sessions. Legislators often deal with large and complex issues, and sometimes it makes more sense to study the issue first before passing a law. Study resolutions also result when committees find themselves embroiled in an issue that seemed straightforward to begin with, but became more complex the deeper they dug. Failed bills sometimes become study resolutions when it becomes apparent that the legislature needs more information before considering the bill before them. This session, the number of study resolutions seems fairly muted. In past sessions, we've seen 100. So far this session, there are 21 in the House and 9 in the Senate. So what do they cover? Everything from studying the feasibility of advanced nuclear reactors to a study of the Montana mental health system. Senator Sands wants to study the women's prison. Senator O'Brien wants to study traffic safety related to headlight design. Representative Knutson wants to study pharmacy services, while Representative Mercer wants to study the Judicial Standards Commission. Some studies are fairly complex, while others are fairly simple. Representative Carlson wants to study Montana's children's mental health system, while Representative France wants to study inadvertent dog trapping. As you can see, the subjects vary wildly, and the challenge is winnowing down the list to a number that can be divided up between the interim committees that will meet before the start of the 2023 legislative session. So how do they pare down the list? Most of the sorting takes place at the committee level. The resolution is heard, then voted on in a committee, just like a normal bill. If the committee passes the resolution, it goes to the floor and then on to the other chamber, where the hearing process is repeated. It can die at any point along the way, so it helps if the resolution is sponsored by someone in the majority party. As I said earlier, study resolutions can lay the groundwork for a subsequent bill. For that reason, only the topics of interest to the majority party are likely to be studied. Republican resolutions still making their way through the process are the study of water and sewer districts, a study of autonomous vehicle usage, and a study of pension laws. Democrat resolutions that have failed include studying discrimination, studying new designs for the Montana state flag, and a study of public transportation. Since these studies can eventually become bills that eventually become law, we treat them as we would any other bill. We speak in support of the good ones, and we do everything in our power to kill the bad ones. Last session, a resolution was introduced to study the possible implementation of the Uniform Parentage Act. It seemed innocuous on its surface, but as we dug into the act, we found that it completely rewrote the definition of the family. At the hearing, it was us against the Uniform Standards Commission, several high-powered lawyers, and the Department of Health and Human Services. In the end, we were able to kill the resolution in its first hearing because, in our opinion, families should be reinforced, not redesigned. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.